This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's interesting. I expected so much different headlines today. But in addition to Tucker Carlson getting fired from Fox, Don Lemon, about same time, got let go from CNN. And this is interesting. He had been with CNN for about 17 years. And on his Twitter, he said, "I was informed this morning by my agent that I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned." He says, "After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network." He says, "It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and with the many teams I've worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best." Now, the CNN chief executive officer did confirm the firing. He did thank thank Don Lemon for 17 years being on air. He said he would forever be a part of the CNN family. All right, all nice and all that, but a few things I want to talk about with this one. All right, now, number one is the one thing that I think contributed to his career demise at CNN. CNN's already going through changes. They're, I think they want to move more towards news. But Don Lemon had said things that, you know, rub people wrong. For example, Nikki Haley being 51 years old, saying, well, she's not in her prime anymore. And for anybody who's in her, you know, who's middle age, you know, we think the best is yet to come. I mean, when is somebody in their prime as a doctor? Is it right as they graduated? Or is it after they've had 20, 30 years experience? I mean, some days I think my medicine was amazing when I had just graduated because it was so fresh and I knew so much and I got to do so much. But then on the flip side, what I've learned over the years, I'm an even better doctor now. So I'm sorry, I haven't even hit my prime yet. And so that kind of turned people off, and then, you know, people had said that he was hard to work with. But what I want to talk about is, you know, some of you have never gotten fired. And when you get fired, it's not the, well, you know, we're going to let you guys go, so we have a couple weeks. Yeah, or like, I think there was an episode on The Office where they all thought they were going to get fired so they could stand around and talk about it. And then, you know, hug each other. Well, let's go ahead and let's try to find some of the jobs. Or what do we do? And that's just not the way it's done anymore. There was a news reporter at one of my local news stations in Las Vegas. And he was let go and told that he was going to be, you know, not his contract was not going to be renewed. And so he had a couple weeks. Well, he was on air during that time. And I'm watching the news segment. And the anchor is, so, hey, you know, what are you going to be doing? You know, you're at the rate, you know, he was covering the rodeo. And they're like, so what are you going to be doing today? Thinking he's going to talk about the rodeo on air live. He goes, I'm going to be looking for a job. And that was live on air. Now, luckily, he handled it with as much grace as, you know, anybody could, being given the news that the job you thought you were doing well at and you were going to be with for a long time, you know, has no loyalty for you. But when somebody gets fired, you know, they're not going to get the opportunity to be on air. They're not going to have that opportunity to badmouth, to... And the funny thing is I've told people, if you're getting fired, your leaving behavior is extremely important. Leave with grace. And because other people are watching, somebody's not going to want to hire you if they think you're going to burn down the place, figuratively. But, you know, when you look at somebody like Don Lemon, you would think maybe he'd have a retirement party, maybe they'd give him a watch, maybe they, same thing with, you know, Tucker Carlson and help Fox with their ratings. No, it's just, it's done. It's done. Now, they might get a severance, but you know, when you have fans, I've seen that in academia. When they let somebody go, it's gone, and the students are like, where are they? Where's my teacher? Where... Yeah, and it's frustrating because we should never be in a position where we have to fire somebody. The reason why we go through the interview process is to make sure that we are hiring somebody that we want to have long term. So there should be a very good screening process in the interview. Then there should be a probation period. And you could tell during that probation period if it's going to work out or not. In terms of how they act with other people, how they interact, how they treat others. But sometimes some people will just turn. And they get a little bit of power. And then all of a sudden they go from being very humble and to, well, I could do what I want, say what I want. And then they're in a position where you're firing somebody who's a veteran there. And they could, you know, bring the rain. And it's a frustrating situation. And so maybe this is going to, Fox News, people are saying what happened with Tucker Carlson had to do with the Dominion lawsuit and that settlement. And you know, we are wondering if this could be a witch hunt, firing people that are speaking what they think is true. And what many people believe are true, you know, or is it that these companies aren't bringing in the money like they used to? And to spend the salaries they're spending, not to mention spending all that money on PR and lawyers because of any sort of backlash, they might be like, you know what? We don't really need this. We have other people that can rise to the top with less drama. So it's fascinating to see where this is going. And so, yeah, I'm sure they both are going to have great careers, but, if you think you're going to get fired, you make sure you have a job ready to go, because I don't think you're going to get a 2 weeks notice. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as a physician, when I would have a patient in my office who, when I would was having, let's say, a UTI or stomach pain or pelvic pain, and I would bring up, you know, are you sexually active? You know, if they were a teenager, sometimes, you know, if we didn't want to talk in front of the parents, I'd walk them to the bathroom to give a urine sample. And I'd ask, you know, should I get a pregnancy? You know, should we do a pregnancy test? Have you been sexually active? And they'd say yes or no. And then I could go ahead and, you know, order the test. You know, we want parents involved, but sometimes when it comes to having them speak to you, they sometimes won't speak to you with the parent right there. And I need to know if I have somebody who's pregnant or not. So, I'd like to know if I need to run the test or not. I don't want to just run tests on people without their consent. So, it's always a sticky subject. But when we do have somebody, and she's in the room, and, you know, or he, and they go, no, I'm not sexually active. And when I ask, have you ever? And they say, no, I have not had sex yet. It's like, have you ever been to, like, the 100th shopper, and all of a sudden balloons and confetti come out? I make a big deal. I'm like, well, good for you. Good for you. Because I know the average person's thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be a 40-year-old virgin, and they're only 15. But if you're a virgin at 15, good for you. If you're a virgin at 18, that's fine. If you're a virgin at 25, that's fine, too. There's so much pressure that you have to have had sex before you get married. I wanted to wait. I didn't want to have any STDs. I didn't want to be pregnant. I wanted to. Unfortunately, it wasn't my choice. Happened. Not at my will. But so when I did marry, you know, Corey, I had already some experience. But did that experience manifest into better performance? No. Right? People say, no, you know, you can't wait till you're married because you need to be experienced and you need to have some moves. Okay, so I don't know what moves, you know, you're going to have when you're 12 or 14 versus 18, but I think, you know, we're putting too much pressure on kids to have sex and be experienced. I just do. Well, an interesting study came out saying that people who waited until they were married and didn't have premarital sex were 3 times more likely to have a much more stable marriage. Now, the study comes out of Brigham Young, where LDS, many of these, I believe these individuals were of the Church of Latter-day Saints, who strongly promotes waiting, abstinence until marriage. And they said researchers found that 45% of men and women who had only had sex with their spouse reported a very high level of relationship stability in their marriage. But just 25% of people with 5 to 9 sexual partners reported similar levels, 14% who had more than 10 partners. So the research suggests that the findings might be due to the risk of comparing previous sexual partners interfering with the marriage. And this is, you know, that was a worry I had, you know, was my husband comparing me to anybody else he had. And thank God he had to have. You know, but the fact that he stuck with me means maybe the sex wasn't as important. But what I think happens with all this, and mind you, I'm not advocating that everybody waits till they're married. I think it does solve a lot of problems. I think that's why it was in the Bible. Because if you wait till you're married, you're probably not going to commit adultery. Because you're not having sex with somebody who could be secretly married. So that's, you don't have the adultery problem. You don't have the STD problem. Because if you guys didn't have sex, then you most likely, you know, weren't exposed. Although there was a study showing male virgins, many of them still had been exposed to an STD because of other things that they might have done. So, you know, the definition of virgin is changing. You know, does that mean penetration? Does that mean first base, second base, third base, home base, or home run? But you can, you know, at least protect yourself against violating a commandment and getting an STD if you wait till you're married. But we understand that things are different now. People are waiting until their 30s to get married, if that. Sex is so important. YOLO, you only live once. You know, if a couple's together having sex, all the power to them. But maybe what's going on here is when you do have couples that have to wait, you know, sex is such a distraction. Anytime, you know, I don't want to hear what my husband has to say or I don't want the fight to go on. I'm like, you know what, let's just, you know, we'll make up, have sex, and we're done. That doesn't lead to stability. That's just kicking the can down the road. And so if you have to spend a certain amount of time in your relationship building that sort of intimacy. And I know this doesn't sound exciting. I'm not telling you all to do this. But if this was the findings from that study, I know some people think, well, maybe it was biased because they want to show, they want people to wait till they're married. But I do see the logic behind that. Because you have to figure out how to have a good time with your partner that doesn't involve sex. And let's say one of you, when you're married, does have a medical condition or become paralyzed or something. You know, can you guys stay together? Did you have a relationship that was built on non-sex stuff? If you don't become friends with your partner has to be your best friend. Now, true, you can have other best friends, and, you know, I get that.
But you want to travel with them. You want to go to bed with them. You want to hang out with them. You want to talk to them. If you don't have all those other things built because you were so busy your first and second year having sex 20 times a day, that relationship, the sex changes. The sex drops in frequency. I understand I have some married friends that say, yeah, we still do it twice a day. No, you don't. Okay, nobody does it twice a day when they've been married 20 years. Right? It's you know, every single day, really through to 65 days of the year, you're lying. So you have to make sure that once the sex starts to roll back, do you have enough of everything else? And so, you know, there's an argument for that. And then, you know, when we want to advise kids, you know, some advice that I can understand is some, you know, older family members will say, well, you guys need to live together. You need to know that you could live together before you get married. So other advice is showing the opposite, where it's like, you know, immerse. And if you still want to be together after a few years and you still want to get married, you're marriage material. So I'm mixed on that because, you know, let's say I'm dating somebody and pretend I look good. Okay? I mean, we're really, you know, just work with me here. And somebody's saying, you're worth the wait, Dr. Dahlia, you're worth the wait. Okay, so let's say, if you need to imagine, let's say Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's say Jimmy Garoppolo, right, he's single, sees me, I'm single. He's like, you know what, I really want to date you. And I really want to have sex with you. And I'm like, well, yeah, but we need to wait till we're married. And he's like, you know what, I'll wait, you're worth the wait. It's going to be incredible, you look amazing, there is no way I'm going to want to change my mind once we're married. So we date. Probably, if you know, practically, I'd probably only date him for 24 hours because I'd want to probably have sex with him right away. Let's say we date for a year or two. Then we get married. Then it's honeymoon night. And he's like, oh, God, no. You know, I'm a little nervous about the buildup. Now, that, it depends on who you're married. If you're marrying somebody where sex is so important, where it has to be the best sex ever, yeah, there's going to be all this buildup and you know, disappointment. But if it's somebody that's like, look, you know, I like the sex, I want the sex, but that doesn't have to be our whole relationship. Yeah, I think the relationship can go farther. So for those younger individuals who are thinking, you know, gosh, what do I do? Always play it safe. The last thing you want to be is a notch on someone's belt. You know, you also don't want to be told 9 months from now that you have a kid. So there's a lot of things that sex can complicate. And so you want, you know, know your partner. And the one thing I would suggest is not doing hookups. I would suggest if you are going to have sex, make sure it's with somebody that you could trust. And I would tell my patients this because they would come and ask for birth control. And I would always say, what is your plan if the birth control doesn't work? Birth control is never 100% effective. And they're like, well, I don't know, abortion? I don't know, I haven't thought of that. I go, you need to think that through. Because if you're going to be with somebody, and that's not somebody you want to have a baby with, or that's not somebody you want to share an STD with, you probably don't want to engage with them in that. You know, what are you building? What are you doing? So, it's interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update, twin bombshells in cable news. First, this from Fox News, as read on the air by anchor Harris Faulkner.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
The announcement comes a week after Fox's parent News Corp settled the suit against it by Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million. And now CNN anchor Don Lemon says he's been fired. Earlier this month, Variety reported allegations that Lemon had mistreated female colleagues over his 17 years at CNN. The State Department says it's trying to contact more Americans who may want to get out of Sudan, this after the weekend evacuations of the embassy staff. Former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter is out of prison, serving 16 months of a 2-year sentence for fatally shooting a suspect during a struggle. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that scares me is carbon monoxide poisoning. Every year we hear people dying or near misses and then up in the hospital because of carbon monoxide. We usually see a lot of this in the wintertime because people will have space heaters or bring in heating elements but not have the ventilation because it's so cold outside. I think it was just this last fall, there was a Happy Smiles Learning Center in Allentown, which would have been Jersey? Allentown? I don't know. If it's a Billy Joel song, it was probably Jersey or New York. 28 children and 4 adults had to be taken to nearby hospitals because of a faulty heating unit. They said reportedly one of the kids had fallen consciousness. First responders came to the scene, and it was carbon monoxide poisoning. We hear multiple stories of carbon monoxide poisoning. The Bahamas tourist that had died last May. Apparently, we've lost three American tourists. They were found dead in the villas at Sandals Emerald Bay Resort on Exuma, and it was found it was because of carbon monoxide poisoning. So this was an interesting study coming from Fox News or report saying that carbon monoxide deaths are climbing. And we're seeing more of these. Between 2009 and 2019, deaths from non-fire-related carbon monoxide poisoning has been on the rise. This is according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. In 2019, there were 250 deaths related to consumer products in that year, more than any other year in the report. 40% of them were caused by engine-driven tools, including generators, power washers, and lawnmowers. Heating systems were behind another 28% of the deaths. Christy Dusenberry is a mother and grandmother. She lives with her family on a farm in American Falls, Idaho, and her 21-year-old son almost died when fumes filled his small apartment. About 4 months ago, her son moved to Iowa. He was living in an apartment above his uncle's garage. He was really excited. He was closer to friends, starting a new job. But around midnight on Sunday, the mom got a call from her niece, who also lives in the house, and says he was on the floor of the bathroom. He couldn't feel his left side, was throwing up. No one had heard from him for more than 24 hours, and it was eventually carbon monoxide poisoning. Took them a while to figure that out. So apparently his left side of his body had gone completely numb. Brendan fell, hit his head on a dresser, then tumbled down the stairs to the bathroom, and that's where they found him. So, you know, you see a young kid stumbling around and falling, you think they're drunk. You wouldn't think carbon monoxide. I think it was Weird Al Yankovic's parents who both died in their sleep from carbon monoxide poisoning. So there's a variety of different ways carbon monoxide poisoning could manifest. In this particular case, it was a malfunctioned heater, which was a new heater for an outdoor swimming pool that was hooked up and kept in the garage below the room where the boy was living. So, because carbon monoxide is lighter than air, CO weighs less than O2. Oxygen is O2, but CO weighs less, and it weighs less than carbon dioxide, because carbon dioxide is CO2. It goes higher. It goes up, and it could float. So, thank God he's okay. But symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning don't necessarily have to be you're just falling asleep. You could have a headache, you could have sore throat, cough, nausea, vomiting. You know how many patients have called in with those symptoms? And we're like, well, maybe it's COVID? Maybe a bronchitis? People are asking for an antibiotic. They go, I have strep throat, I have headache, sore throat, cough, nausea, and vomiting. Strep throat might cause a couple of those symptoms, but we always need to think about carbon monoxide. It could also cause abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, wheezing, dizziness, chest pain, fainting, confusion, fatigue, weakness, blurred vision, rapid heart rate. And sometimes there's a cherry red color to the skin and the lips. So there's mild, medium, and extreme. The mild is when you start feeling a little off, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, slight headache. The medium is where the headache's getting worse, getting confused, drowsy, fast heart rate. And then extreme dangerous is when they're losing consciousness. Could go into respiratory failure, convulse, and die. So carbon monoxide looks like oxygen. So it'll displace oxygen in the blood. We need oxygen. And if it looks like oxygen and moves it out of the way and, you know, bunts it away from the receptors, your body is not getting oxygen. And then it's getting the bad stuff. And that's how it could kill. Blood cells have hemoglobin that carries oxygen to the tissues. Carbon monoxide will get sites on that hemoglobin, push oxygen off. Hemoglobin can't tell the difference. So it takes the carbon monoxide and it trojans in the toxin. Tissues and organ of the heart and brain don't get the oxygen it needs. You start becoming hypoxic. You could actually go into injury. The reason why some people seize or convulse is because their brain's not getting oxygen, and so it's not going to work well. And so it's tragic. How do we treat? Well, what we do in the ER is we give you high doses of oxygen, pure flow oxygen, because we are trying to push that carbon monoxide away, and we want that oxygen to compete and get to the hemoglobin with a little bit more force. Sometimes we'll use a hyperbaric chamber. According to Medscape, they say the treatment of carbon monoxide poisoning with hyperbaric oxygen therapy is based on the theory that oxygen competitively displaces CO from hemoglobin. While breathing room air, the process takes 300 minutes. So just, you know, getting them away from the carbon dioxide source, that's nice, and you need to do that immediately. But it could take hours for them to recuperate, and sometimes you don't have hours. If you're on a 100% oxygen non-rebreather mask, you could reduce that time to an hour and a half, to 90 minutes. But if you use hyperbaric oxygen, you could displace the carbon monoxide by 32 minutes. Now, I wish we could do it even faster than that, but that's where we're at right now. So how do we get carbon monoxide? What's happening? So if you go back to your physics days and chemistry days, it's combustion. So carbon monoxide is formed from anything that burns. So during the incomplete combustion of fuels such as wood, natural gas, coal, and propane, if the air quality is poor or the temperature is low, like wintertime, carbon monoxide could get formed. It wouldn't during a complete combustion, which would result in water and carbon dioxide. So an incomplete combustion, you'll have this extra element. But if you go through a complete combustion, it would get rid of that. So tobacco smoke, fires, fireplaces, generators, water heaters, grills, clothes dryers, vehicles, landscape tools, wood stoves, gas stoves, furnaces, power tools, boiler tools, these things can emit carbon monoxide. So get a carbon monoxide monitor. If you want to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning, you got to do that. Any room of the house. It can't just be the hallway. And you got to change out the batteries. Avoid fires or sources of carbon monoxide within closed spaces. You got to make sure if you do have anything like that, there's a vent. Near the water heater, near the generator, there has to be a vent to the outdoors. Do not run your car in closed spaces, like in the garage. Many of you will be like, okay, you know, I want to get into the garage, it's safe, but I really like this song. Shut the car off if you're in the garage. Because once that carbon monoxide gets to your brain, you're not going to think clearly. Some people say, well, once I feel sick, I'll know. You're not going to know. Your mind's going to be off. Oh, if your car has a tailgate, make sure you open the other doors or windows to avoid CO being sucked into the car. So sometimes when we are stuck in snow or stuck on the road, you could, unfortunately, if there's ice blocking your tailpipe, you could breathe that stuff in. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. Michael writes, so we're being silenced. We can't discuss election fraud. And he goes off and talks about what happened to Tucker Carlson. Listen, you know, we do have a lot of stories to get to, and I understand the headlines of the day have been two major news network anchors fired. CNN fires Don Lemon. Actually, I don't know if Tucker Carlson maybe parted ways. Maybe he quit. Don Lemon reported on Twitter he was fired. But people are concerned with the Tucker Carlson story. Does that have to do with his, the Dominion settlement in terms of the voting, the voting machines, and was there fraud in the election? You know, as an American, I want to know that our elections are free of fraud. And none of our elections have ever been fraud-free. But we are hoping, or we have hoped, prior to the mail-in ballot fiasco, that when there was some person who voted for their dead spouse and tried to cheat the system, that those numbers were so low that it wouldn't have made a difference with the outcome. Just like with science, you know there's people that are cheating. You know, there's, you know, gain of function research. There's a lot of shenanigans in science. But you hope that overall there's enough good studies, yeah, and good things being done that it's, we're still steered on the right course. When mail-in ballots came, well, it was a cluster and a half. These mail-in ballots were fantastic for decades for those in the military, for those disabled, to be able to have their say and have their vote. And sometimes some of the elections were really down to the wire, and those mail-in ballots in those certain precincts or counties made it or broke it. But overall, our election system could not handle that. It could not make sure it was fraud-free. In my family, only two of us got mail-in ballots. And when I went to vote in person, they asked if I ever voted before because I was purged from the system. What the hell is going on here? So anybody questioning if elections and the 2020 election or even the midterm election in 2022 was done completely on the up and up is not a bad person. They're being American. You want to ensure that one of the most valuable things to our democracy is still sacred. And for those individuals who feel that the amount of fraud that happened, that could have happened, was enough to offset the election, you do have a right to inquire. You do have a right to ask about it. We should always be inquiring. We should be inquiring about the mask. We should be inquiring about the COVID medication, about the COVID vaccine. Absolutely. We are supposed to be asking questions. The thing about America is we are not supposed to be like China or with Putin, where you just, you know, do as you're told, don't question it, and just keep your head low. And a lot of us got, you know, a little taste of what some of these other countries have when we couldn't even bring up, you know, do we really have to inject everybody with something? Can't we just, you know, leave it to choice or, you know, donate the shots to the countries that want them if Americans don't want them? You couldn't bring anything up. And so I don't know if Tucker Carlson left because there were, you know, money issues, if there was, you know, if it really did have to do with the Dominion settlement. You know, did Fox News lose so much money on the settlement that they're like, you know what, Tucker, you're great and all that, but we could get another host? I don't know. But we do want to make sure we have outlets to be able to ask. I still think news should be news. Where do you go to get the news? Everybody has an opinion. Even my show, a lot of it is opinion. I tell you it's my opinion. If you want my opinion, that's great. That's what radio is for. But we still need places where we could get our news. I love these news breaks that come in my show that you get at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour. I love knowing that there's some just basic news, you know, and then we could always talk about it. And I try to give you guys news, but yeah, a lot of the show is opinion. And at some point, you know, we need to figure out, you know, do we have more opinion than news these days? So are we being silenced? Is Tucker Carlson being fired? Is that because, you know, he doubted the election and the results of it? You know, it makes you nervous if that's what's going on, because we want to be able to ask questions. And it was really, really gutsy for those people who said, look, you know, was the mail-in ballot process done completely on the up and up? Was there so much room for fraud that maybe we need to do it a little better? I think anybody who brought that suggestion up was as American as can be. Because, again, we want to preserve the integrity of elections. When we found out in August of 2022 that there was a box of mail-in ballots from the 2020 election sitting at a Baltimore post office, are you flipping kidding me? Okay, that shows there's holes in the system. That shows there's cracks. That shows that we don't have a well-run system. So we, you know, these are we want to know that if we're casting our vote, it's going to get there. When I did do my provisional ballot, when they said I was purged and they gave me a new ballot, I'd really like to know why, because I've been voting in my county for years. You could find your vote. You know, there was a website that says find your vote. They couldn't find mine. Yeah, that's frustrating. Americans want to know their vote counted. Now, I'm not saying we have a system by tomorrow that lets you trace and flag your vote and see exactly where your vote goes and where it, you know, it would be nice if we are going to be moving towards computers and AI. That could be cool. But, you know, not having a lot of transparency and hearing about trains and truckloads and actually seeing boxes, or that woman who videoed in California the mail and ballot box, or the mailboxes for the ballots were being emptied a day or two after the election. And she's like, well, what's going on? You guys called the election. Did anybody read these yet? And they were brand new. And the guy's like, look, we just got to bring turn them in. You know, ask the city. These are things that make people nervous. And maybe, you know, the winners in those counties were so far ahead, but how do you know how many ballots were in those boxes that were being opened up after? So we do need voices, but we don't need, you know, voices as much as we need fixes. We need to do a better job. And elections are never 100% on the up and up. There's always somebody you hear that gets in trouble for voting for their dead wife or dead husband. But now with the mail, now that we are using mail ballots for not just a few thousand per county, but for the majority of votes, that's a problem. We haven't designed a system yet. So, you know, not sure what happened. I'm sure we'll hear in, you know, the coming days. Tucker Carlson, my guest, is going to get a job. He's going to do well. He's got a huge following. But there's, people questioning, you know, Dominion, or questioning some things that might have played a role in this. You know, you are allowed to ask a question. You have to be careful with accusations. You can't be slandering or libeling. You've got to be careful. But if somebody is asking, can we please make sure that this has been reviewed by a non-partisan investigation? Yeah, that's the American way. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry.
next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.